Malaysia's Alaban has one ministry asking questions. Addresses are keeping human trafficking at bay. And a bucket list isn't exactly what you think. We'll tell you more about these stories and others coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The Ala Rao in Malaysia returns to court May 8th. The question is the Arabic name for God exclusive to Islam? Faith comes by hearings. Bill Lohr says the bigger issue is how this idea might spread to other Muslim-majority countries where FCBH has partners. Lohr says they take their cues from the national translation team that speaks the language.
They've pushed forward, and almost all translators will use it if that's the case in the translation. We will continue to record that language, but it is something that will continue to come up.
However, the outreach devised two ways to approach the situation. First,
we have some people who are committed to getting God's word into a format that people can use. And so when they go into these countries, they know exactly what they're facing.
Second, FCBH is making use of technology so that the recording team can stay out of sight.
There's a very unique thing that's coming up that will help in some of these situations, and that's virtual recording. We're actually doing recording online. They don't necessarily have to live in that region. They could be anywhere in the world that they have a computer, a microphone, an internet connection, and we can do recordings from getting voices all around the world now.
Malaysia's predicament seems to be a precedent-setting one for Christians. Will you pray? Next, despite hope that a regime change would spark freedom in Libya, Christians there say conditions are deteriorating. An Open Doors field worker says that last month, increasing numbers of believers faced hostilities, detainment, and deportation. Several of them have been severely mistreated, and one died while in detention. This contact also says that the families of those who were arrested were told the Christians would be charged with espionage. What can you do? You can pray. You're listening to Mission Network News. Dresses and human trafficking. What do they have in common?
Giving the girl a new dress not only makes her feel so great and valued, but it makes her look less like a victim for the would-be predators.
Rachel Egham-Senadar of Hope for Women International says they worked with Operation Mobilization recently to hand out thousands of dresses in Cambodia.
Drape that dress, put it right over whatever she's wearing, kneel before her, tell her that God loves her, and then say a little prayer over her.
It's part of a program called Dress a Girl Around the World.
We don't have any stats to back up we've saved this many girls from being trafficked, but we feel like if it saves one girl, it's worth it.
Read the whole story and how you can get involved at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, there's need on every corner and in every face that you see in Haiti.
The needs are never ending. That's the nature of the country.
Ron Sparks of Baptist Haiti Mission says they send teams regularly to help meet some of these needs.
Whether they're construction teams or medical teams or specifically evangelistic teams, whatever they may be, sharing the gospel is always at the heart of people's efforts.
A team just got back from a six-day kids camp in Haiti. They told the story of Jesus, and many of the kids accepted him as their savior.
8 children on one day, 14 children another day, and then 21 children another day, and then another child the next day.
More than 40 children came to Christ during this trip. Many come from voodoo backgrounds, so pray that they would share the gospel with their families. Pray safety and encouragement for the mission teams, too. You can visit us online to sign up for one of these trips at missionnetworknews.org. And Baptist Global Response has a bucket list, but it's not what you might think. Earlier this year, BGR relaunched the Bucket Project Hospice Kits, and they're trying to collect 10,000 buckets full of supplies. See, these buckets are delivered to terminally ill people around the world by BGR partners. The supplies provide an opportunity for them to share the hope of Jesus Christ. So far, they've got 200 buckets. Want to help? We've got a link at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Like Jonah, God has issued a call in your life. Are you listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running? Or are we willing to go wherever he sends us? Be challenged by this radical free book when you call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.